Good evening. It is Thursday evening. This is Intuitive Soul Radio. And not only are we broadcasting tonight with Intuitive Soul Radio, but we are also being joined by Steel Eye Media, which is very exciting because it's our first show and we've already been picked up by somebody else. So this is Laurie Houston. Today is a turnaround because I'm going to actually have somebody interviewing me about the radio. And it's kind of funny because I feel like we've already done this before. I'd like to welcome Scott Thomas, who is going to interview me.
Yes, I get to turn the tables on Laurie tonight.
Yes. So,
first of all, I'd like to say congratulations on getting everything in order to start the radio show. I know it's been a long time coming, so I'm excited for you, and congratulations.
Thank you. It's been an interesting journey working with the Vista operating system, and then all of a sudden getting a new radio station that's all ready to pick me up. That's like kind of cool.
That's a nice start, isn't
it? It's a nice start.
Other than the technical issues that got you here, can you talk a little bit about the journey on how the radio station got going?
You know, I've always really been somebody who uses, I guess, the skills that I've always had, which I sort of started in social work. So I'm somebody who likes to listen, and I like to hold space. And what I discovered a little over a year ago, I was invited to do some work at another internet radio station, and I would be bringing on all of the people that I was interested in. So it was always spiritual, holistic, anybody like that, and as well as people that were in social work that would be coming too. I found I was able, one, really interested, because I find this really fascinating. I find these type of people, any type of alternative healing modalities, any type of interesting experience, I'm so passionate about it that I am very interested, genuinely interested, in hearing what people have to say. And so I guess it's just part of my passion to want to allow others to be able to do the same, to talk about what it is that makes them passionate.
Yeah, and have they kind of welcomed the idea of coming on the show fairly readily? Is that something that they've enjoyed doing as well?
You know, it's amazing because I've been getting people all over that, you know, are very excited about doing the show. And maybe because I have a lot of archive shows on my site right now that you can go to and you can listen to different people and you can get an idea of what it is that I'm doing, that I think, you know, people, I guess, have heard what it's like on my show, and you know, they're a little bit nervous sometimes, and you know, and I remind them, you know, this has nothing to do with me. I want you to talk about you.
And they'd like that, I guess.
Really, yeah. Like that, yeah.
Yeah. Before we get too far into the radio show, can you maybe talk a little bit about Laurie Houston and who you are and what you're about, and what Intuitive Soul is and what that's about in a kind of a general sense?
Yeah. How do you say that quickly?
Really briefly.
Yeah, really briefly. you know, I guess when I started, it was very much the intuitive work, because once I did leave the government, and I worked
where you did
the
social work with the government,
yeah,
right? Yeah,
for 10 years, and once I left and really started exploring who I was, because I wasn't happy there, so that was a really good experience to push you out of, you know, what you were comfortable with, because it was comfortable, for sure. It was, other than, you know, the fact that you were very unhappy, it was a comfortable job. But once I started exploring, I needed to understand what intuition was, and that was probably a big part of my journey in the beginning, because being clairsentient or a feeling person, it's not your typical psychic. It's not your...
So how is it different? How is it different from a psychic?
So
like,
a psychic,
do you see things or hear things? Or
in the beginning, I would see things. What I didn't understand is they really didn't have anything to do with the other people. It really was a symbol for me of how I felt. So I needed to learn, really relearn, because at a very young age, I knew this skill. It's just that I didn't realize how many people were uncomfortable with it when I was younger.
When you first, yeah.
Yeah, because I would know intimate details about people, or I would know how people were feeling, and they really didn't appreciate that. It was very, it really invaded people's
personal
space.
Well, you're getting intimate knowledge of,
yeah,
of things about people, so
yeah,
you're uncomfortable with that.
But I didn't know that wasn't how everybody was. I just assumed everybody, you know, you don't realize until somebody gets upset with you or angry with you that this is
but
how
it's different.
It is.
Right. Yeah.
So I learned pretty early how to close that down. And so learning how to pick it up again and then feeling okay with, you know, getting information about people, but I'm trying to do it in a way that's not too intimate. So I chose tarot because I find it very easy and it's very light and it's a very quick way to connect in with someone's energy without it being something very intimate.
And that's doing a tarot reading for somebody where you're pulling cards up?
Yeah.
To
and people like that. They really like it at like a party or something, or an evening where like they get their group of people together for like Christmas or something.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they love it. One, because it's always positive, because I'm not a psychic, so I'm not trying to take anybody's power or trying to tell them something that's going to happen in the future. I really just hold space for them. And I give them a very, I see a very high possibility of where they are right now, where that can lead.
Or where they could be going with it.
Yeah.
Sure.
So I feel this very positive possibility. And I hold that for them. And I allow them to start getting excited about it. So start feeling that excitement, that passion, that magic back in their life. Because I think a lot of people have forgotten that magic. You know,
right,
what it is that they really want out of life. Because they've had so many disappointments.
Right. So that would have been received better than when you first started as a younger child.
Yeah. They didn't mind it so much then.
Yeah.
And also from that, I realized that I could pick up people's fears and their blocks. And so that sort of started the process of understanding how my intuition works. Because I believe truly that we're all very unique. And so our own intuitive abilities are all different. And we, you know, some people get so unhappy and they want to be clairvoyant. They want to see the vision, because when people go to psychics, you know, they want to be told something that the other person sees that nobody else will know about them. And I'm not that person.
Right.
I can pick up things sometimes about feelings, and
mm-hmm,
I know, you know, without going into too much details about people, I know where they're headed from what they're feeling right now. So a lot of times people talk to me about relationships, and relationships are a very easy way for me to connect in with people, because I can see how the other people are relating to them in relationship to them. And so it's an easier picture to pick up.
So that's how you work with your clients that typically come?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What other things do you do with clients in addition to the intuitive work?
So from the intuition and understanding that I could see or feel people's blocks and fears, then I learned how to do clearing work. And the clearing work works on a personal level. I can also clear a house. I can clear a work environment. I can clear.
And is that removing those blocks that you're talking about that you can intuit?
Exactly. It's on a personal level, you know, we connect in with other people just because of the way we were born, which is we were born by being nurtured and nourished through an umbilical cord. So we connect these emotional cords or these mental cords to other people. And as we grow, like, the first cords we would have attached would have been our parents.
Mm-hmm.
As we grow up, those cords still stay the same. And that's why our parents can trigger us so easily.
Mm-hmm. Even when they're not around.
Yeah. And because they never get changed. So allowing them to be cleared allows though your connection with your parents to change. When you're in a relationship with somebody, as soon as you have those, you know, very difficult fights, you know, those cords are connected.
Mm-hmm.
And to change the dynamics in a relationship, you need to change those cords.
Okay.
So that's
and
how
that's what clearing
that's
can,
what
can,
the
can do.
Personal
yeah.
clearing can do. But there's also, you know, our mentally we connect cords with situations and with beliefs, and so there's like a really deeper core process that can go on. So it's not just the people, it's also, you know, our deeper fears and our deeper issues that connect and, you know, keep us stuck in, I guess, the matrix, keep us stuck in the
right.
in the maya of the illusion.
Okay.
Of this
interesting.
Planet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So how do you take the work that you've done with Intuitive Soul and bring that to the radio station? And how does that fit in with all of what you're working on and what you're doing these days?
I mean, what I do is one way for people to work and clear up their stuff. It's one way for people to see a vision. But I'm only one way, and I'm not going to resonate with everybody. So I want to offer the same skills that I offer my clients when I hold space for them, for a lot of different practitioners and a lot of different people that have something that they want to offer that they can really allow who they are to be shown on and to be heard on the radio.
On the radio. So you're creating a space for other people
yeah.
to communicate with their and what types of people or what kind of backgrounds of people would you think you would have?
Well, already I've had authors come to me, and you know, as we both know, Bart Smith, who is an amazing teacher and channeler, who will be doing some shows, and Dr. Williams, who he channels, will actually do a show. And I also have a lot of, you know, different types of practitioners.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of different modalities out there that people, you know, may have heard about but don't really know much about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give that space to those type of people so that everybody has an opportunity. Everybody will, you know, if you are passionate about something, then you will have a group of people that resonate with you.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes, you know, that's easily accessible, and sometimes it's not, because people don't know who it is and what they offer and what they do. So I want that option of all of the different types of healing modalities, alternative health, any type of practitioner that has something that they feel is really connected in with the consciousness that is changing the planet right now.
Right now, okay.
And, you know, I want to hear first their story, because I'm fascinated by what got someone to this place that really pushed them to go deeper within. And I think a lot of people are interested in why this happens. So there's going to be people that are not practitioners at all that are also going to come on and talk about their story.
Right. Well, I was going to ask you, is this just for practitioners?
And it's not.
Or is it a wider group of people that would be on the show?
Yeah, like I'm going to have, you know, musicians who
oh, okay.
will have had, you know, some experience that has, you know, brought them to their inner being,
mm-hmm.
to that brought them to raise their own consciousness or become, you know, aware of their own consciousness and how that has impacted their life.
Okay.
And I really think that there are a lot of people that have great stories that, you know, like Bobby O'Neill, who has the game Synchro Hearts. Like, I will be interviewing him again because I think it's really fascinating. And
right.
That
was a game for couples to connect with each other?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I tried to connect him up with Paula Copeland and Al Link, who do Tantra, and thought that the three of them could come up with a way to create synchro hearts.
There's
and
a fit
Tantra
between those two groups.
So you know, I also will likely be doing like an ongoing monthly type show with Al Link and Paola Copeland. So I'm looking forward to that as well, because they're we'll do something like a Tantra Corner where we'll talk about Tantra, which is really a spiritual practice in sexuality, which is, you know, a wonderful way to link the consciousness of what's happening right now in relationships.
Right. Now, you've mentioned consciousness a few times. Is that kind of an overriding theme for what you're trying to do here?
You know, consciousness is really awareness and understanding that awareness from within. And I think, you know, sometimes it makes it sound like it's something unattainable or
intangible.
Yes.
Thing, right?
And, you know, it's really uncovering something that's already there.
Right.
And, you know, I was talking about that today, about how, you know, all of our fears and all of our pain is really not because the inner is not perfect and whole and divine, because that's true, but we've created all these layers around our perfect divine self that it becomes difficult to touch that place. And it's our ego that, you know, is trying to protect us, but creates all these layers that, you know, is in a way trying to protect us, because we've felt pain at a very early age. And so that's one layer that goes up, and then the layers just keep adding on. And and I think, you know, I would like to think that an enlightened being is not going to have any layers, and is going to be able to express their pure essence and also see everybody else's pure essence. And I think, you know, the time that we're in is really shifting that consciousness towards a mass consciousness. And I think it's a really interesting time that we're in. And I believe that the station really is about helping people, giving them tools, letting them know that there are people out there that are enlightened, there are people that can assist us, and we can also do a lot of the work ourselves. Personally, I don't recommend it. After this, I'm going to air an interview I did with Lori Weinberg last week. And, you know, she talks because she did a lot of her work. And, and I was kind of saying, you know, because my story was about abandonment, I chose to do a lot of my work myself. And I don't recommend it.
It's a tough road, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it would be much better to have somebody mirroring. I mean, everybody mirrors your stuff if you're aware enough to realize that that's what's happening. But it would be nicer to have people help you do it and see it in a very, you know, non-judgmental way and a very gentle way, instead of, you know, doing all the work and going through your story and thinking you're all alone, because we're in this tiny little planet that has how many billions of people?
6 billion or so people, yeah.
And we all think we're doing it alone. I know.
Yeah.
So I highly recommend that, you know, if you resonate with somebody, to connect with them, to find out what they're about. And I'm kind of hoping that that's, you know, what the show's going to be all
show
about.
So will that be a measure of success? Like, how will you look, you know, if you're a year down the road looking back on the reviewing the 2007, 2008, and is that what'll, if that happens, will you say, yeah, this show was successful?
I think it's already successful just by all the people that are really excited about coming on and doing your show. Like, I feel very blessed that I have so many people that are really supportive right now and really want to take part in this. And I think it's amazing that there are so many people that are so, you know, really taking it to heart, and I guess see the possibility that I also see.
For the show, yeah, you've had a lot of support.
Yeah,
It's been great. Just out the gate, you've got a lot of people lined up and people interested in supporting it. So, do you have a vision for what the show will be?
Yes, world peace and.
This isn't the Miss America pageant.
Oh, it's not?
Wrong answer.
I would like to think that what will happen is we will have a toolbox and we will have a lot of different examples. And maybe the different examples are to show you that, you know, everyone is truly unique. And so we're all really unique people. And there isn't going to be just one answer for anybody. And I think the more people maybe hear other people's stories, because I think this is one area where, you know, unless you're really searching, I don't think a lot of people talk about their experiences or what, you know.
It's not a mainstream thing to do, is it?
It's kind of a boutique.
Yeah, boutique. Yeah.
This is a very boutique audience. And so I would like to think that this will be an opportunity for people to hear a lot of different stories.
So if you're feeling abandoned, as you were talking about before, and you hear somebody else's story that, hey, I can relate to that somehow,
I think
what
so.
You're looking for? Yeah.
Or just, you know, because I think once people hear, like a lot of people, I think, you know, even when I started, you know, I opened a center at one point on Queen Street, and I was really, you know, surprised at some of the foo-foo type things that are out there. And, you know, a lot of people are very ungrounded. And, you know, that kind of scares me because I'm a very grounded person, so I wanted and expected and would want people that are very grounded to assist me. But maybe there are people that, you know, need something else. And they will resonate with other people in other different modalities and other different alternative practitioners. And because there's a lot of different things out there. And I think it's just amazing time right now because there are so many different things.
And there's so many different people wanting a variety of routes.
So I think you will resonate with some people and that will possibly lead you down a place that will bring you into yourself, back to yourself.
Great. Well, you certainly have a lot of passion for the radio and for what you're doing. And what's the source of that passion? Where does that come from?
When I started this, and not the show, but when I started, because that would be today. but when I started, you know, knowing that I was going to be leaving the government and, you know, beginning the search, I knew passion was a very big part or a very big piece of my journey. And understanding that, again, was something that...
Do you mean to find your passion?
Well, that's it. I mean, to me, I wasn't sure. I just knew that, you know, unhappiness.
The government wasn't your passion, is it? Yeah.
That was for sure. and so I just kept going back to a time when I remembered, like, I was always really good at Christmas time. Even though, you know, after Christmas, you know, I would never get what I wanted or anything. But I was always really blessed, I think, to connect. Because I was a feeling person, I would connect in with that energy and magic of Christmas. And so I never really forgot that. And every year, there would be something that would bring that magic, that joy, that excitement. And when I started this journey, I tried to build on that. So whatever it would be, you know, and you'd start in one area and you'd go to something else and go to something else, and you just kept following. I just kept following that. So I'm really good at knowing and following that magic within me. So I get excited when I'm with somebody who is really passionate about what they do. Or I get it gives me a great joy to hold space for somebody that can, you know, they can start talking about what, you know, what brought them into this.
You allow their passion to come out.
Yeah. And I think I do that. Like, I think I, just because I hold that magic still, just because I can get in touch with it so easily, it helps other people remember and get excited too.
Okay, so that's the passion you're talking, talking about.
Yeah.
Well, we're kind of winding down here. We've got a few minutes left. Is there anything that you want to leave the audience with? Any last words that you'd like to communicate?
I guess, you know, the other thing is I want to hear from people out there. I want people to email me, to let me know, to talk about their own passions. We're going to have, you know, when we do have guests, I want you to either email or I want you to be able to phone, and I want, you know, people to connect in with that energy, and I want to know what your questions are, that, you know, what you want to hear about. And if you're someone out there that is wondering if you want to be on the show or be interviewed, like, you know, get in touch with me. I'm at, you know, www.intuitivesoul.com, and I'm at Lauri, which is Laurie, at intuitivesoul.com. And, you know, email me, talk to me, find out, because I am very interested in a wide array of people, and you don't have to just be a practitioner. But I want to hear your story, and if you have something that you want to offer, I'd like to hear it.
Right, and also to the audience that doesn't necessarily want to be on the show, but you probably want to hear from them as well, so you can kind of cater
exactly
to the audience.
Yeah, exactly.
So communicate.
Yeah. So I want my passion to get out to you, so that you can just, you know, also hold that and get excited about and work with it, so that, you know, everybody's needs are getting met, and everybody's getting the kind of understanding and awareness and consciousness that I'm as excited about.
Great.
Yeah. So, you know, what's going to happen now is I'm going to be airing the show that I did with Lauri Weinberg. And next week, which is November 8th, because this is the first, on November 8th, we're going to have Bart Smith here. And we're probably going to talk about the intensive, and we're probably also going to talk about what he's doing in December, where he's
December 9th,
yeah,
an evening with Dr. Williams, followed by a chant.
Yes. And so what I will do probably is update my website, either my blog or write on the radio part, as to who the guests are going to be in the next 4 weeks to 8 weeks. And so I want you to go there and find out who I'm going to be interviewing, and give me some ideas and talk to me and let me know, you know, what you feel about the shows. And I think we will see you next week for sure. And I want to thank you, Scott, for
you're welcome
for, you know, holding space for me to talk.
To talk. You're very welcome.
And so I look forward to hearing from all of you next week, and definitely email me any questions that you have that you would like Bart Smith to answer. Will not be Dr. Williams, but Bart Smith. And I am looking forward to just everything that's going to be happening, because I think it's very, very exciting. So, here shortly is going to be the interview with Lauri Weinberg. Thank you.